This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Schoolyard Sports Podcast. I'm the host of this podcast, Lane Frank. We're now in episode 169. It's 169 episodes through, and I got an action-packed episode planned for you. We're deep into the NBA playoffs, MLB season in full swing right now, so much more. Stay tuned for an action-packed episode 169. Let's hop into it. Let's start out episode 169. How we always do with the headlines in the NBA. First thing I want to talk about in the NBA is my New York Knicks, everybody. We just waited to record this episode until this New York Knicks Game 5 ended, and boy, was it worth the wait. The New York Knicks played the most sound playoff game possible. Isaiah Hartenstein breaks the Knicks' playoff record for offensive rebounds. Jalen Brunson plays like the best point guard of all time. Shooting guard Dante DiVincenzo played pretty well. This team is injured. They're depleted. They don't have many guys. Yet the bench of Miles McBride plays well. And that's really the only part of the bench right now, along with Alec Burks, who also played very well. It's next man up for the New York Knicks, and there's not really many men next, but it's working great. Let's go, Knicks. Up 3-2 on the Indiana Pacers. Great comeback after that terrible Game 4. Another thing in the NBA, Los Angeles Lakers continuing their head coaching search. Big candidate right now, JJ Redick. I want to talk about that later in the episode. But JJ Redick, Los Angeles Lakers, not the best option. James Borrego, another option out there. A few other options. Who do you think Los Angeles Lakers hire? We're going to talk about the JJ Redick Lakers situation coming up later on in this episode. Frank Vogel just got fired as the head coach of the Phoenix Suns. This guy has a Mickey Mouse championship ring. He got carried by LeBron, Anthony Davis in the bubble. I never thought Frank Vogel was a good head coach, vocal enough for LA. To be in LA as a head coach, you got to handle the media. You got to handle LeBron. You got to handle everybody. Ron Palenka. And I think Frank Vogel did a horrible job at that. Now, Darvin tried, and he failed. Frank Vogel, in my opinion, didn't even give an attempt. That's why I think it was a horrible hire in the first place for the Suns taking on Frank Vogel. But now, they got Mike Budenholzer, who was wrongly fired by the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, I know they had a rough series 2 years after they won a championship. Just 2 years. And they fired him. He had personal reasons going on in that series last year against the Heat. It was a horrible firing by the Milwaukee Bucks, and they still are regretting it, in my opinion, firing Mike Budenholzer. But Mike Budenholzer gets a great job right here, working with the Suns, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker. This guy beat the Suns in the 2021 NBA Finals. Now he gets to coach them. A few other great series going on in the NBA. We got Thunder versus the Mavericks tied up at 2-2. Lucian Stort versus Luka Doncic has been great. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been great in this series. Denver versus Timberwolves, we're up 2-2 right now. Denver lost first two games at home, then Minnesota losing the next two games at home. We're tied up 2-2 between Denver and Minnesota. That looks to be a great series. Kind of gets a reset button for both teams. Denver loses the first two games at home, but then they come back and win two games on the road. Kind of reset the series for Minnesota. Not great for them. I like Denver to win the rest of the series. We got one more series in the Eastern Conference between Cleveland and the Celtics. Celtics up 3-1, even though LeBron was in attendance the other night. Didn't really help out the Cavs. A little bit interesting thing right there. But Celtics, looking like they're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals, where hopefully they will take on my New York Knicks. That's going to be a great series, in my opinion. We got to wait for that to happen. I think it's inevitable, and we're going to see a great series between those two teams. In the Western Conference, things are up for grabs. Both series at 2-2. Love to see a very competitive NBA playoffs like we have right now. And one more thing in the NBA. The NBA draft lottery has finished, everybody, and the Atlanta Hawks, with just a 3% chance, land number one overall pick. We're going to talk about that a lot in Take of the Week, because that is Take of the week, the NBA draft lottery. You're just going to have to wait and see my opinion on it. Atlanta Hawks, Landry Fields, their GM, is smiling and grinning today because they just landed the best gift in basketball. The number one overall pick. Great stuff right there from the Atlanta Hawks. In the NFL, really not too much news. The NFL, just new schedule. Schedule for next season has officially dropped. We have Jets versus 49ers on Monday Night Football, week one. Jets fans are saying, uh-oh, not again. Aaron Rodgers, week one, Monday Night Football. We've seen this before. Injury against the Bills after the season. Hopefully that doesn't happen this year. We'll have Ravens versus Chiefs kicking it off to start the NFL season on Thursday Night Football. Wait for that one to be a classic right there, everybody. In the MLB, we got some great stuff. Clay Holmes is the MLB closer of the year right now, and maybe even the MVP for the AL, putting a 0.0.0 ERA, zero runs given up for Clay Holmes. No blown saves. Really, he's been absolutely dominant. That's what you want out of a closer. A guy who's not going to give up a single run to Clay Holmes has done so far with the New York Yankees. Back in the 2022 season, he was dominant. He's bringing it back this year in 2024. Love to see it from Clay Holmes being a lockdown closer. Now, a guy who can be a lockdown pitcher in his career, who just made their MLB debut, Paul Skeens, great MLB debut. He had gives up one run, and then the other bullpen lets up next two. But still, Paul Skeens has set the record for the most pitches in the first two innings by any pitcher for pitches over 100 miles an hour. This was his first career start. Can he sustain it his whole career? I don't know, but Paul Skeens, Major League debut finished. That's part for the headlines this week. Now, take of the week. This week's take of the week is abolish the NBA draft lottery. Abolish it. Get rid of it. Throw out the window. Whoever created it, you're dumb. Get rid of the NBA draft lottery. It has served its purpose. And now it's time to get rid of it. Here's my reasoning. Detroit Pistons win 14 games. 14 games this year, and they get the number 5 overall pick. Atlanta Hawks are in the play-in for a chance to make the playoffs, and obviously have a chance to win an NBA championship, and they end up with pick 1. Now, this is a really bad draft class, but they end up with pick 1. My thinking is, I've always had a gripe with the NBA draft lottery. Back in the days when the Knicks didn't get the number 1 pick in the Karl-Anthony Towns draft class, and when they didn't get the number 1 pick in the Zion Williamson draft class, which I know angered a bunch of people, set Knicks franchise back a little bit, gave them RJ Barrett instead of the generational talent, Zion Williamson. Now imagine they had this in the NFL, where a team goes 0-16 and they desperately need that franchise quarterback like a Caleb Williams, and they're not able to get that guy because they have a draft lottery in the NFL, and the team, say, with the 7th worst record, they get that number 1 pick. They get that generational talent. Let's take it for, say, the Tennessee Titans. They had a decent season this year. They end up with pick 7. They win the NFL draft lottery if it existed. They get Caleb Williams, not the Chicago Bears. That's not right, because that's not how football would work. Why should the NBA work like that? I give a lot of analysis on this on the Squared Sports Instagram, at Squared Sports. Go tune in there. Go follow there at Squared Sports. See my full thoughts on this NBA draft lottery. It just shouldn't exist, everybody. That's my thoughts. That's my take of the week. NBA draft lottery should be abolished. Now, top 5. This week's top 5 is the top 5 fastest athletes in pro sports. I'm talking baseball, football, and basketball. Who are the top 5 fastest athletes? Let's hop into it. Number 5, this guy might be a quarterback, but he is one of the fastest players in the NFL, and one of the fastest in sports, Lamar Jackson. 5. Number 4, someone who doesn't get that much respect anymore is a fast guy, but still, you put him on the base pass, he is going to outlap you as many times as possible. Trey Turner, one of the fastest guys in sports. He's number 4 for me. Philly shortstop, Trey Turner. He's got the wheels, everybody. Number 3, an NBA guy, De'Aaron Fox. I think De'Aaron Fox is up there with the best in the game. The top 2 guys right here. De'Aaron Fox can fly on the NBA court. The fastest player in basketball. De'Aaron Fox, number 3. Number 2, Elly De La Cruz of the Cincinnati Reds. This guy will get any inside the park home run. He can hit a single. A hit that I can have is a single. My speed, you could have your speed. He makes it inside the park home run. Elly De La Cruz, number 2. We all know who number 1 is. Tyreek Hill, the GOAT of speed, you call him. He can do track or he can do football. He plays football and he's great at it. The fastest player in football and the fastest player in sports that isn't track and field, Tyreek Hill, number 1. That's about top 5 this week. Now, did you know? This week's Did You Know is, did you know, even though the Carolina Panthers have never, ever had back-to-back winning seasons, 2013 to 2015, they won the division three straight times. Think about that. Let that sink in. That's Buffer Dude to Know this week. Now, let's start NBA rundown. Let's break through what we have for the rest of the playoffs and the series we have right now. I want to first break down Thunder versus the Mavericks. It's been a really good series so far, tied up at 2-2. What I think takes this series, Oklahoma City Thunder take this series, seven games. I really think it's one of the best playoff series we've had in a very long time. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, just too much depth on this team. Lucius Dort is a great defender. They get that series win over Dallas. Next series, more to the Eastern Conference, Knicks versus Pacers. And we're going to stay on this, 3-2 Knicks. Knicks are the next one in Indiana. Let's go into the Eastern Conference Finals versus either the Celtics, the Cavs, like the Celtics. Hang on that series. They get that win. Let's go Celtics, Knicks, Eastern Conference Finals. And that leaves us with the biggest series of them all to talk about, Timberwolves versus Nuggets, the reigning champions versus the new thing on the block, Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. You got Rudy Gobert versus Nikola Jokic. You got Karl-Anthony Towns against Nikola Jokic. You got Jamal Murray versus Anthony Edwards. It's a very well-rounded team for both teams, Timberwolves and Nuggets. I said before the series that this is one of the best NBA playoff series we've had in years. It's shown. You bring the energy on the road, both teams, and I think the teams are going to win at home. Unfortunately, even though I'm going to be rooting for the Timberwolves, I think the Nuggets get done in seven games. The Nikola Jokic, reigning champions, they know how to win, everybody. Now, let me say this. Before they won the championship, they were known as playoff chokers. Look at the series 2021 as the one seed, and they lose in four to the Phoenix Suns. I don't see that happening this year. I think they get this win, move over to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight year. They'll take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Thunder versus Nuggets, Knicks versus Celtics. Spot for my NBA rundown, playoff, conference semifinals predictions. Now, our spotlight for this week is on Japanese rookie pitcher, the lefty, Shota Imanaga. Now, he kind of got shadowed by the Yoshinobu Yamamoto signing this offseason. They said, oh, Cubs got this guy. Let's see how he does. He's been on absolute fire. 0.96 ERA. He's been the best rookie pitcher in MLB. He's been the best pitcher in MLB. Has he been the best player in MLB offseason log? There's no true MVP candidate in the NL. Could we see Shota Imanaga as the MVP in the NL in just his rookie season? This guy isn't necessarily young. He's about 29 years old. Came over late from Japan, but he's been tearing up with the Chicago Cubs. He was my rookie of the year prediction preseason. And I'm sticking with it. Maybe even as my MVP prediction, because a 0.96 ERA is stuff of legends. Legendary stuff right here from Shota Imanaga, making hitters look foolish. That's my spotlight for this week. Just want to give a little bit of flowers to Shota Imanaga. Props the way he's playing. Great stuff right there. That's part of the spotlight this week. Now, I told you I would talk about it. JJ Redick to the Los Angeles Lakers. In theory, it sounds great. But in theory, we've seen this before. Look at Steve Nash to the Brooklyn Nets. Look at even Darvin Ham to the Lakers, a first-time head coach not panning out in a big city. JJ Redick has never been a coach before. Name one time in JJ Redick's career when he was the leader. Doesn't have a championship. He's made the playoffs every year of his career except one. But he doesn't have a championship. He was a jump shooter. Wasn't really that big guy on the team who's going to say, I got that shot. I got this. I'll pick you up. No, he's a little guy on the court. And it's different. That's no shade to JJ Redick because he's great at what he does. He's in the same business as me as a podcaster. And that's great. The NBA doesn't want a head coach who's a player, who will podcast, who will talk about games. I think they already have enough to deal with Draymond Green. Now they don't need a head coach saying, well, you know, maybe I could have made this substitution. Maybe I could have done this. They have media. They have press conferences for that. They don't need JJ Redick going on an hour-long tangent every week talking about how Rui Hachimura is not playing great. How LeBron, oh, LeBron's great, but we need to get him more help. Because that's how the season's going to go if JJ Redick is the head coach. And we all know. And what people are thinking is, make LeBron the head coach and JJ Redick the associate head coach. We know if we make JJ Redick the head coach, LeBron is the head coach of that team. JJ Redick just gets the title. Those are my thoughts right there. It wouldn't work out. JJ Redick as Los Angeles Lakers head coach. Producer Jordan made a good point. Sam Cassell, really a great, well-rounded player. Now, before my time, Sam Cassell could be a good head coach. He's an assistant with the Clippers right now. Could be pretty good as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. That's about for At The Buzz this week. No to JJ Redick. Love JJ Redick as a player, as a podcaster, just not as a coach. Yes, everybody. Especially the Los Angeles Lakers. That's my thoughts Leave your thoughts in the comments on JJ Redick, potentially to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, best to last question day. This week's question is, should LeBron bring back the old style we've seen before, way before Bill Russell days even, where he becomes a player head coach? Keeps on playing and is also the head coach of the team. Bill Russell did it, and Bill Russell is a legend of the game. Should LeBron James do it? Be the player and the head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers? Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. That's Power for Question Day this week. That's Power for Squared Sports. Elaine Frank, episode 169. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squared Sports on Instagram, at Squared Sports. Follow Squared Sports on Twitter, at Squared Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Who the best sports content in the world? Be back here next week, episode 170. Stay tuned.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.